At Siren, we bring you the best in Yuletide music and the end of the Mayan calendar. Settle back and enjoy. It could be the last show you'll ever catch before ascending to the next level.
So we thought about doing the show from Boogerash, but in the end, the budget wouldn't stretch to that. So I'm afraid that if there are any extraterrestrials picking up life forms, though, as you might have heard on the news, have to make a little detour to Lincoln and Los Angeles to check us out as well. I mean, with entertainment like this, why wouldn't they collect us?
Yes.
Exactly. You know, crew, isn't that right, Ilana?
Yes, I'm here. Hi. But, Alex, I think I should tell you now that my actual given name is David.
Oh. Right.
To add another David to the mix.
That's nice. That's I can you see Dave.
Thank you.
See what you did there, Dave, right? It's Dave. Yeah. Dave, David. Dave.
David. Actually, yes, David is my name. After the royal city.
Dear Lord, yeah. It's very strange. Anyway, I did say I'd read.
There were like three or four Davids there, so.
Yeah, well, there's only one now because we've had to shoot the others. Oh, sorry, no, I didn't say that at all. Let us move on.
Is this a Python sketch?
Let's move on to Penny Evans' line. Penny Evans, yes, I'm still listening. Well done, Penny. Congratulations. Love that you were interviewing Graham Harper. What's not to love about that? Big fan of Coronation Street. Just recently filmed as part of the congregation for that Christmas carols for ITV in Didsbury's church with her choir, the Markcliffe Singers, with some of the Coronation Crast. Did you know about this? Some of the Coronation Crast were involved in the choir thing. She also loves Doctor Who, but she does miss Russell T. Davis. Even though Stephen Moffat wrote some memorable episodes, including The Girl in the Fireplace, yes, Blink, yeah. Yes, Empty Child, yes, Silence in the Library, etc. It's not been the same since then. Looking forward to seeing Jenna Louise Coleman as the new companion. Loved her as a Dalek and her role in Emmerdale. There we are. That's Penny Evans with the regular updates. I think she's almost reaching the stage of becoming a correspondent here now, guys. Various lines on that. How are things looking on Twitter, Ed?
Casey Grimerson is asleep.
Wow.
How do you know?
Because she's just tweeted, presumably she was just on the, you know,
on the cusp.
But more excitingly, we've got a nice little message here from WSA, which will have been, now help me here,
Western Swing.
Thank you very much. They've said, Siren FM, thank you very much for having me on the show. That was fun. It was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Just thank you for being you. That's the message we're kind of spreading out on this particular basis. Ilana, is it right that in the next hour we're going to Dean Haglund? I can't remember now. I really can't. I mean, I'm not sure what we should have been doing with Dean Haglund this hour. It's getting very confusing now as we move into hour 8 of this whole extravaganza.
Yes, well, you'll have to ask Phil about Dean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I'm sure we'll have those connections sorted through and I will address them in the fullest of time. But have you managed to listen to any of the other productions that we've been doing in betwixt searching for what we'd refer to as a greengrocer's or a store? I mean, you're saying that there's not in Los Angeles?
It's a place to buy food and alcohol, a place where you look at food on a shelf with, you know, and you can choose a selection of things and then wait for them and buy them and bring them back to your house. I'm really convinced that this sort of place does not exist in downtown L.A. It's just, you know, a lot of restaurants. But I have a question. There was some talk about Ed flying over to L.A. to join us for a couple of
months. Budget requirements. It was all set, you know, it's all packed and ready to go. Sadly, we asked Andrew David, he said, no. the official line. Yes, so we're staying here. It was an option, though. There was something. Either that or Graham, you know, is another way of sort of flying him over the Atlantic.
Well, it's kind of better for now that we just keep the magic alive with his voice and, you know, just keep that as the prime focus of what to develop.
It's going to get more and more croaky, I'm afraid, and as we approach the 4 o'clock hour.
Are you guys on caffeine or anything else? I'm just curious, like, as you've been in your 8 hours, because, you know, we haven't even started yet. So, like, what are you doing to keep yourself awake? Are you doing these sort of breathing techniques or energy work? I'm curious.
Go for a run around the block, I think, in a minute.
And personally, the notion of actually getting in touch with one's inner being, feeling the key inner energy beginning to manifest itself through the inhale, exhale scenario is all very good. Failing that, this has been suggested. Maybe you might have some thoughts on why this has been put forward as a good way to keep us going.
Oh, the Deadwood stages, set them up,
and we've just been looking at your photograph, Ilana, of being upside down, driving in Los Angeles, listening to Siren FM. How cool is that?
I'm really not so sure what you're doing to me here.
Well,
I can't believe 28 hours has gone by already. It just feels like a couple of minutes.
I know, exactly. It is in many ways, but, you know, we keep on going. Anyway, Graham, that was your choice for staying alive. Which, are you opening up the nuts already?
Yeah, me.
Careful, hysteria will not kick in just yet. But Doris Day and Calamity Jane, that was the first movie you saw as a five-year-old.
I was 5 years old.
And you went into the cinema yourself.
I went on my own to the cinema.
I used to have a crush on Doris Day. A secret love, really.
Mine wasn't secret.
Was it? Wonderful, no, it's wonderful.
It's funny,
in many ways, Ilana Raine is our version of Doris Day. You know, she's...
Will you sing that song for me? Can you sing Whip Crack Away?
Yes. Do you do Whip Crack Away?
I have not, but it's skyrocketed to the top of my list.
There you go.
Forever embedded into my brain.
Break it into the Chill Pack Hollywood Hour when Dean and Phil are sort of in a quiet moment as a Whip Crack Away, Whip Crack Away, Whip Crack Away. It'll bring a smile to Phil's face, I've no doubt. Nicola. You said you had a question you wished to actually ask Ilana, and a bit of advice as well.
Yeah.
It's a bit of thought here.
It was just a suggestion. You said that Los Angeles was a bit like a New York, and apparently they have grocery stores underground. So maybe you should be looking to the floor for your grocery store.
Look to the floor for your grocery store.
Run the grocery stores?
Yeah.
People run the grocery stores?
Underground.
Overground?
Yeah. I don't know.
Free. If the CIA are listening, and I presume they are, that can actually go into one of our little subtext, little folders, which starts off with the carrots are frozen solid, the pumpkins are coming out, and indeed, the grocery stores are on the floor. We have another piece of poetry that's been sent in by Kadeem Hussain. End of the world, I don't care. Kadeem is one of our listeners from, India, originally. And his line is as follows. Only 4 days shopping left before Christmas. I don't care. The mortgage is in arrears. I don't care. The cupboard is bare. I don't care. Borough, because he's a Middlesbrough fan, always play rubbish after Christmas. I don't care. Jon Snow is staying up to announce the end of the world. I don't care. This is garbage. I don't care. The world ends tomorrow and I don't care. I'm on my way to Boogerash, the children's village at the end of the world. Strangely, Kadeem's poetry never quite scans, but it's nice he puts in something.
I wonder what he thinks of... I wonder if he cares about the Indian cricket team losing the test matches.
Yes, he does, actually. Don't start.
See, there you go with the oral whiplash again. There you go. It's death, end of the world, and now...
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. That's one of the reasons I'm an Anglophile and I'm constantly tuned to BBC when I'm in hotels.
Well, there you have it, you see. Are you all right there, Graham?
I am.
Marvellous stuff, etc. Nicola, how you can bear to leave this little coterie of scenarios here, but I know you're working in the whole morning.
I don't want to leave, but I must now.
Well, stick around for Sarah Huntley. She's coming up in a few moments. Did we manage to get through to Phil, by the way?
Yes, I've got the information
you
requested.
We have the information. Dean Hagland will be joining us in this hour. Sarah Huntley, another Mike Dooley thought from the universe, and Dee Allen with Tall, Dark Stranger from, I believe, the album called Psychic Surgery. Or is it psychic? No, in fact, actually, it's psychic surgery that he's actually... Yes. A bit of psychic surgery, always good. Heal, all will be well. Nicola, would you like to throw those last two questions? In fact, Graham, did you manage to sort of ask Ilana? No, fair enough. I don't know. Sometimes the rehearsal just didn't quite go as we'd expected it to. Nicola, would you like to ask those last two questions to Ilana Raine, please?
Yes. Have you had a fairly interesting chat with us this morning?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. I have.
Brilliant. Sorry. And I guess we'll be speaking to you a little bit later on.
Oh, I hope so, yeah. And I hope you tune in to us. I mean, you might be asleep, but we'd love to have you listen.
I would definitely
It's a bit
try.
Like sort of BBC Two and BBC One, really, in this particular instance. There'll be two channels from far around, both running this whole sequence. And it's really quite wondrous in its own way that telecommunications has reached this particular stage of joy. I was going to say, Ilana, any sort of advice you would give the team to talking with the my fine man, Sean O'Donnell, with respect to Battlestar Galactica?
You mean what do you want to ask him?
Yes.
No, Sean's just a sweet, kind, compassionate man who works so hard to keep the fandom of BSG alive, and it's, you know, he's gathered together just a great group of people. So I don't know. I mean, I think talking about dystopia the way you did with Dave is a great idea. Huh? And, you know, themes of BSG, the old versus the new. He's really good friends with Richard Haps, the original Apollo, who was also in my one of my teasers.
Yep.
So I've worked with Richard and, you know, just a
And we'll certainly be putting you in touch with Graham Harper, who has lots of contacts that you should be speaking to and all these magical things. It's great, you see. It's just one big happy scenario family here that we call the Midweek Drive. Is Katie still asleep, by the way?
Apparently so, yes.
Right. OK. Time for Van Morrison. Something which is suitable if you are driving in Los Angeles, particularly if you're driving upside down in Los Angeles, because that's the most talented scenario there. It's Ilana, but it's Ilana driving upside down in Los Angeles. Look on the bright side of the road. We'll hopefully have a few more Facebook updates very shortly. Are you tweeting quite nicely, Ed? Is it all going well?
Yes, I am, except my battery is too clever.
Well, plug it into the mains!
I'm going to do just that.
Excellent.
Yes.
Very important. Now, again, from that point of view, obviously there's this.
Phil Leonis, Ilana Raine, and Dean Haglund in downtown Los Angeles. Alex Leftuk, Ed Wellman, Nicola Clancy, and Tasha Turney in downtown Lincoln, England. What's not to love, especially if you're measuring time via the Mayans?
And then, of course, there's the uncut version, which is...
Phil Leonis, Ilana Raine and Dean Haglund in downtown Los Angeles, Alex Leftuk, Ed Wellman and friends in downtown Lincoln, England. What's not to love, especially if you're measuring time via the Mayans?
We recorded that over a telephone line, Graham. It's amazing, I know, just to actually get that effect that was sort of put into place. Do you know who we were actually sort of, whose voice that was? Whose voice is it then, Graham?
That was Sarah.
It is Sarah. I can't believe Nicola Clancy said Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah, Sarah Thief, Sarah Huntley. How are you, Sarah? Welcome aboard the Good Ship Myathon.
Very well, thank you. How are you all doing?
Well.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, Ed and myself have been here since, let's say, 4 p.m. really yesterday, and we're now into the 8th hour.
8 a.m. We could say 8 a.m. yesterday. Actually,
we did do
the
two-hour show. We did the midweek drive morning edition.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Crazy. So, and you cooked, baked a cake as well.
Oh yes. I think the people mending the railway probably used it to sort of glue some...
It's jam roly-poly with extra tracks.
It's supposed to be.
It'll be good. It'll be wonderful. Sadly, sorry, you've missed the St. Mary Magdalene's Church Choir Balegate carol singing, with, of course, Ed doing... I mean, you might like to sort of break into song as the sole sort of member of the choral speak, if you wish. A little blast.
While shepherds watched their flocks by night.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the bass line, in case you didn't recognise it.
Graham arrived, thankfully. We were beginning to panic a wee bit, but just as we sent Nicola Clancy out to actually phone him up to see, well, he seems to be taking a long time to get here from Sheffield, he arrived at the window, little paws waving.
At the window, that's very Christmassy. It's like something from A Christmas Carol or something.
Oh, yeah. I was being mean.
You have visions of snowflakes and Mr. Harper being let in.
Oh, let's out.
It was a classic scenario, Graham. In fact, I think the last time you were actually at the University of Lincoln, I don't think even Siren FM was built, if memory serves.
No, it was here.
Was it?
Yes, I remember looking through the window.
I know you were here, Graham, but I'm not sure whether Sarah has actually been here.
Sorry, Sarah, I thought you meant me.
I think I have been there, you know, Alexia.
Have you? Into the bosom of Siren Towers? I'm not sure.
No.
Anyway, that's okay. We could reflect and reminisce on so many other scenarios, etc. But your question was, how's it going? So, Ed, how's it been going?
It's been going so long that I can't remember life before it. Exactly. And I don't really... I feel very protected, actually. This is a nice little bubble to be in.
It's a cocoon of good feeling and positivity, Sarah, that we've constructed here. And we're extending it via the medium of the telephone lines all the way down to Wimbledon.
Oh, well, that's good. And how are you all doing for food? I mean, obviously you've got rock cakes. Have you all something?
Bless her. Honestly, you know, it's just...
Is that an in-joke? I'm sorry. No, I will be tuning in.
No, we have mince pies, definitely.
And some nuts.
Yeah, mince pies and nuts, and what's not to appreciate.
There's sausages to follow. They're chilling outside.
little
mini...
chill sausages.
Turkey straws. They're all in the boot of the car.
It's fantastic.
Where
very
are
exciting.
They?
In the boot of the car.
Oh!
Yeah. I've just stuffed myself silly. I'm so sorry.
There's a whole aperitif as we actually go through this whole process. So
what's your American colleagues eating? Are they having little nibbles on the way?
They haven't really started yet because they're actually looking for a shop that actually sells food in Los Angeles. I find that difficult to believe, but then again, that's what happens in LA these days in the post-apocalyptic times. They can be just driving around looking for a store that's open. Maybe it's just Alana. I don't know. Still, I'm sure she'll get ourselves sorted. We'll find out from Dean Haglund, although he is Canadian.
She must know a location manager, mustn't she?
Well, if she's a director, I would have thought it's highly likely.
That person
and she is
will
a director.
Know where the shops are. So.
Yeah, but she hasn't brought her location manager with her.
Well, she can use a phone. Sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, anyway, so what have you enjoyed most, Sarah, about the last 5,000 years?
The last 5,000 years? Yeah. Just being here, really.
Yeah, 5,125 years, to be precise, of the long count Mayan calendar. Martin Jarvis will be coming up very shortly. And I take it, it's just as well, actually, that Sarah didn't get two of her recommendations to actually join us on the show, because we were all there, because clearly having Hands of the Sky News described as 2 minutes of oral whiplash by Ilana Rain, it's not really necessarily the best way forward, is it, to build sort of relationships. However, could be. Or was it verbal whiplash? Never mind.
Oh, gosh,
no. Exactly.
No, I'm quite protective of my presenters.
I'm sure we might not have even heard them. You know, I don't know. They might be there. But anyway, let us not forget that in the morning, who do we actually head on to in the morning? Oh, yes, we've got Phil Gibbons and the Ridgeside Falconry, and we've got Paddy, a trucker who specialises in lurcher racing. It's just one grand thing after another on the Myathon calendar, chosen because obviously we need to maintain our rural routine. And one I know you'll appreciate at 8 a.m, Sarah, Stephen Bones, Aristocrat Pet Supplies.
Of course, yes.
Of course, yeah, exactly. Lincoln Inspired, of course, will be kicking off shortly. And indeed has kicked off, so it'll be all part and parcel of the whole thing. Nicola, any questions you want to put to Sarah Huntley?
Caught me off guard. Oh,
well, shall we have another totally unique thought? Because we are actually at a time where we need to provide another Mike Dooley thought. And in fact, we probably would be able to find the official line that Sarah developed for us to promote this side of things with the uniquely entitled Mike Dooley intro, which goes something like this.
Time for more marathon words of wisdom from Mike Dooley with a note from the universe.
Mm. And this would be Mike.
The things that are common to you, like windy mornings, starry skies, old trees, beetles, strawberries, doorbells, coffee, blue jeans, and summertime, are not common to us. Enjoy every flippin' moment, the universe. P.S. Believe me, time and space to us is like the ultimate theme park.
And it is. Yeah. So the ultimate theme park. There we are, Sarah.
Oh, that was very deep, wasn't it?
Do you think these Myathons just come together every 5,000 years without a bit of planning? I mean, for goodness sakes.
I thought I was going to get a bit of a chuckle from the Harper there because it started off these windy mornings. Sorry. It's just my schoolgirl humour. I'm very sorry. Yes. Lowering the tone.
I think it's important to say, Graham, you once directed Sarah Huntley, of course, in a pop video back in the 1980s, one of your early directing shoot routines there. And what was the tune that you actually dug out for?
It was Black Sabbath, and it was Paranoid. Yeah. But the piece that we made was really surreal and strange and completely anti the sound of the music. For me, it worked. I don't know about whether anybody else liked it, but I loved it. I thought it was.
Well, I had a great fun. We had a lot of laughs with the steam engine at Minehead. It was lovely.
Did. Oh no, it was quite an escapade. John, the producer of that, he gave everybody each director £1,500
for that money. £1,500.
That wasn't, your salary didn't come out of that, but you got about £3.50. But For 1,500 quid, you had to go out and hire all the equipment, you had to pay for everything.
Ed had the same budget for videoing this session today, basically. He's going very well. Yeah, it's £1,500 working on that base.
You had 1,500 quid?
And I've done one piece so far, so I need to earn my money.
Anyway, Sarah, would you like us to go back in time through the medium of magical time machine-ness that is actually on the Myathon Midweek Drive extravaganza here on Siren 107.3 FM, sirenonline.co.uk and Southside Broadcasting, and listen to a touch of Paranoid with Black Sabbath?
Oh, yeah, look at the way that just rolls off the tongue there, Alexis. It's marvellous. Yes, a bit of Black Sabbath, Dancing with My Woman. Yes, please.
Great news. Great news. Nicola is punching the sky with joy and happiness. Why? Well, you might well ask why, Sarah, after you were receiving Paranoid with Black Sabbath at this time of day. But Ilana Raine, one of our top directors in Los Angeles, found a secret underground parking lot that leads to grocery store. Nicola was right. And the LA Myathon cocktail party will proceed.
There we go. I'm just a fountain of knowledge.
That's true. Very true. Exactly. But Nicola is going to have to leave us now, Sarah, because she has to work tomorrow morning for a fine company that deals with Benz and Mercedes and various other things. So, you know, shame.
Oh, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she will be back tomorrow.
I wonder who they are.
Yes, it's very, very strange. Would you like to ask her those last two questions, please, Sarah Huntley?
Oh, have you had a lovely time on the show so far?
Oh, I've had a brilliant time and I really don't want to go.
Will you be coming back?
I will, tomorrow, right at the end. Can't wait.
Exactly. There we are, you see. Nicola Clancy has helped us in no end of ways, which is great stuff. Whether, of course, we see any sign of Tasha Turney, who knows? You know, so it may just be yourself, Ed, and Graham and myself as we get our way through this whole thing. But still, that's important. Sarah will also be returning as well. Coming up very, very shortly, we'll be speaking to probably Dean Hagland, and we'll also be touching base with another top artiste from Cameron Tilbury. In fact, as we actually look at the calendar here, I see we're no longer on page one or page two. We're actually on page three of the 9-page sequences that we've been working through here, the behind-the-scenes stuff there. And we have Dee Allen, Tall Dark Stranger soul coming up. Maybe, you know, might want to sort of, you know, access Dee. Will you be listening to us, Sarah?
Well, I think I might go to bed. Sorry,
yes.
That's a dirty word, isn't it? I shouldn't be saying that.
Yes, that's quite all right.
I think I may go to bed in a bit.
Yes, yeah.
And I should try and tune in.
Yes.
Because I've just been to St. John Smith Square this evening to hear some sort of monastery type music.
Marvellous.
And then I'll be tuning again in the morning.
Well, there we are, you see, on Siren 107.3 FM, or indeed for people living in Wimbledon or other parts of the world, sirenonline.co.uk, or you can always go to tune in, and various other factors as well. Okay, dokie. I think, do you want to throw this? I mean, you're telephonically booked to join us again. When's Sarah coming back, Ed? I believe it's about midday.
It's 12 o'clockish sort of time.
Yeah, 12 o'clock. So, yes, about midday, I think we're looking at, as far as that, sometime after Rosemary Langhorne from Legs & Co.
Hopefully yes, 12.40, in fact.
12.40.
Oh, I say that's very efficient. Yes, I'll be back at 12.40. Yes.
Give or take a second.
Yeah, precision is everything.
Oh, you've got sound effects, that end.
Well, we either got that or Diana Ross and the Supremes. Oh, maybe it's an early version of it. Ah, yes, the marvellous sort of sound of Diana Ross and the Supremes there, and Reflections. And online now, keeping the musical country theme going, we actually welcome the fabulous Dee Allen. How are you, Dee? Hello, Dee. Are you actually there?
I'm here.
Good.
I'm hearing every third word or so, but we'll see if the connection gets any better.
I'm sure we will. Now, whereabouts are we reaching you today? Whereabouts are you to be found? Obviously, we didn't quite get more than the third word as far as that's actually concerned. I'm going to say maybe we should actually try and reach another telephone line. That's a possibility from that side of things, from that point of view. But, you know, we'll work our way through this. Can you hear us now? Is that coming through any better?
Oh, dear.
No, it's not. Well, never mind. I tell you what, Ed, we'll sort of say we'll put the phone down this side. If you'd like to sort of see if we can dial it up again, we'll try again and hopefully sort of reconnect with Dee Allen, as indeed we sort a musical section and all the rest of the bits and pieces as well from that line of things there. Sarah Huntley has actually left the phone system, so she's headed off now. She'll be joining us again shortly after midday, all being well. So That's the line from that. Right, you've got a chance now, Dave, to have a few words with Graham about matters relating to Doctor Who, the end of the world, anything else you'd like to say, sir. Away you go.
Well, it's not actually about Doctor Who. It's one of my sort of... I always like asking people why they've got into a sort of certain career, because I find that a lot of my colleagues, and certainly myself, we sometimes go through university or college and then just happen to fall into a career. And some of us stop our hobbies and stop our other interests. And we had all these major sort of plans when we were younger. And then a lot of us forget our other sort of hobbies. And I've got a hobby of writing. But did you actually just fall into production and acting and directing, or was it something that you always wanted to do?
I was saying earlier that my father's really to blame. When I was 5 and 6 years old, he took me to the... Well, I used to go on my own to the cinema, a little local cinema, at 5 and 6 years old, which you just would not allow that to happen today. But I did. You could. And we did. Nothing happened to me. So my father took me to the cinema twice a week. Yeah. And in those days, you saw two films. You know, you had a B feature and a main.
Yeah.
So I had 4 films every week till I was 16 with my father. So that's 2,000 or 3,000 films I saw. So I loved films. I was indoctrinated by film. And then what happened? My mother and father decided that I should go to a drama school on Saturday mornings to have elocution lessons because I had a really bad Cockney accent. And guess what? I've still got a Cockney accent because I obviously didn't want to learn. But what happened was in 1955, ITV, Rediffusion it was called, this particular channel. It's the first ITV company to put a drama on, and their first drama was the Pickwick Papers, and the director and producers were looking for a young boy with bright red hair, lots of freckles, to play a character called Master Bardell, who was the son of one of the main characters in the story. And I was the only boy they met in any drama school who had bright red. I fitted the bill. And they asked my parents if I'd like to do it, because I wasn't fully at drama school, I was just there on Saturdays. And they said, asked me, and I said, oh, I'd like to do that, that sounds good. So I appeared in the first television programme drama that ITV put out.
Yeah. And it was all live then, wasn't it? It was all live.
No, it was filmed.
All right,
this was definitely filmed and then put out as a filmed recording. filmed recording, that's ridiculous, as a film.
Yes.
Film production. And what happened after that was the school inspector, because I played truant a lot as a kid, and the school inspector was on my case, and he saw, because everybody who had television and had ITV had subscribed to it, saw Graham Harper, this inspector, and this is a little... I was going to say...
person. Yeah.
This is a little person that I have a lot of problems with. So he checked the records, and a particular week that programme was filmed, there was a week and a week of rehearsal, that I was ill, it said at school. I was away ill, but in fact, I was making this thing.
Let's hold that story there for a few moments, because I think we can hopefully welcome back Dee Allen. Are you getting more than just one in every three words now, Dee?
I can hear you now.
Good. There we are. You see, it just shows that if all else fails, try redialing and everything will work out perfectly from that point of view. Whether the same can be said, we're actually sorting out our computer system here. Who knows? Now, whereabouts in the States are we reaching you? Whereabouts are you based today?
I'm outside of Nashville, Tennessee, just about 15 miles north of Nashville.
Excellent. Now, just to get this right, is the band Tall Dark Stranger? Are you part of the band scenario? Are we talking about psychic surgery? Just share with us how this connects together, because Ed's on the case here, I think. I mean, you should sort of clarify talldarkstranger.net. He is anyway. He's getting
I'm on the case.
He's on the case, okay? So why share with us, what's the connection with Tall Dark Stranger?
I think I decided somewhere along the way that I liked musicians who had titles, and I guess right now the only example I can think of is the Thin White Duke, whom I'm sure you're familiar with.
And I just liked, you know, you often hear, you will meet a tall, dark stranger in a fortune cookie or an old movie. That phrase was popular, and I thought that would work as a good title for myself. And also it's a way to present the music as a band concept, although there's been several years where I was the only actual member of the band, but always had other singers and players involved to the extent that, and at live, it will sound like a group effort instead of a solo artist. And most of the bands that I like have more than one singer, and so that's I've always wanted it to be presented as a band, whether or not I had the final lineup in place.
Makes perfect sense. Graham, any questions from yourself?
Oh, not yet. Just keep talking.
That's okay. Dave, if you're still here, any questions from your own sort of point of view? We're hunting through a whole range of things here. Thoughts on the band Thin White Duke, of course, David Bowie?
I love the name.
Yes, a very, very good name. I'm champing at the bit, if you excuse that terminology, to actually hear some of the music. Is it sort of general sort of country music, like a lot of music is around Nashville?
No, I'm in Nashville, but not of it.
Oh, beg your pardon.
I did grow up here, and I've got family and a lot of friends that are in the Nashville music business, and so I wouldn't want to take anything away from that, but I've always been a rock fan and a pop fan.
Oh, okay.
And so I see my stuff. Most people pick out a heavy Todd Rundgren influence, which is accurate, and then there's a lot of Kiss and Rolling Stones in there. So I suppose if you took a two-guitar rock band, sure, I've always been a fan of theirs. I suppose if you took a two-guitar rock band arrangement and then threw a whole bunch of harmonies and synth sounds on top of it, then that would be sort of where I land, somewhere in between pop and rock, I suppose.
I'm liking the sound of that, Dean.
Well, you know, this is a heck of a build-up. Mr. Computer seems to have completely lost the thing from the system. That's why I'm looking most bemused here. And Cameron has duly sensed the whole thing across here. Listen, I tell you what, we're going to try and continue to sort this out, Dee, because this is...
Okay.
We talk about the end of the world and all the rest of the bits and pieces. But, you know, I presume we are looking for psychic surgery here, which is what we're typing in from that particular perspective. Everything else was
psychic
sorted through there.
Yeah.
Is it going to manifest itself? Who knows?
But throat infection.
Well, it's a different line. I mean, we can't really ask you to hum a few bars down the line. That'd be insane. But it's one of those areas where
hum a few bars.
Well, you never know. It's most peculiar because for some bizarre reason,
give our moniker a call.
Yeah, we're having a whole range of different sort of setups on that thing. Anyway, Ed, anything from yourself you'd like to sort of check out with Dee whilst I still continue to search through the several thousand items here to see if we've actually managed to lock this into the system?
Dee. Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Describe yourself. In three words.
Oh, that's a tough
one. Can I just put you on the spot? That's really cruel, isn't it? But, you know, what three words?
Well, myself or my music?
Yourself.
Oh, boy.
That's two.
I think most people would agree with honest, authentic. There's a better word, because that includes honest as well as other
That's
things.
A lovely word.
Authentic would be one that I strive for. Funny, I suppose, and hopefully talented.
Yeah,
that's four, but never mind.
I was erasing the first one and replacing it with authentic.
Yeah. definitely talented, not hopefully, Dee. Definitely talented.
Mm.
We will, if it's the last thing I actually do in this millennium, actually manage to sort this whole thing.
Is it there? Have you got it?
No, is the short answer. It seems to have evaporated from the system completely. I don't know why. It was all checked out. It's for some bizarre reason. You know, this is why we've clearly sort of moved on to relying on these MP3 things, when clearly it would have been a lot easier if we just used solid-state CDs, or even tapes. But, you know, maybe I'm just sort of an old-fashioned boy from that point of view. Very, very peculiar. Dee, it's been, fantastic connecting with your good self. We normally at this stage go out with a particular artist to track from that point of view. It looks as though we could offer you Let's Connect with Jolia Tilbury. That's not going to work. It's a different line entirely. We could offer you A Happy Place with Katie Manuel. You're going to say it's ridiculous, you know. But we trust you will bear with us whilst we first of all say have you had a reasonably interesting, if not surreal, telephonic link with us here on our midweek drive Myathon event that we've been running in Britain? Have you enjoyed the last few moments?
Sure, yeah. I was waiting with bated breath to see if the tech stuff would work itself out, but I know how that is. Sometimes it does not want to cooperate.
It is not. You know, I've tried in various sort of scenarios. I've been manually actually going through the whole system, and it's still sort of saying, no, sorry. But I tell you what, shall we go with John Lennon and Number 9 Dream? And that way we'll actually dream the whole thing. Is that okay? I know you want to join the Thin White Tube, but go for John Lennon. And I know if he was alive, he'd certainly be saying, yes, if I was around today, I'd be wanting to work with D.L. and Tall Dark Stranger, Psychic Surgery.
That sounds good.
That's all right. It's been the most surreal sort of piece I've done for quite some time. I'm sure we'll be back with you in the very near future. For the moment, though, happy trails, and we'll speak very soon. Take care now.
All right, thanks a lot.